Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study today. Can you believe it? 18th of January. We're 18 days into the new year. 2023. What an amazing God we serve. And he is giving us an amazing year. Beautiful weather. Oh, my God. He just loves us so much. And he gives good gifts to us, good gifts to his children. He don't add no sorrow. And guess what? Isn't it amazing? I bet you our president don't know our name, more or less our Social Security number. But our father knows our name, our Social Security number, our fingerprints, our footprints, and our voices. He's an amazing God. Nobody can compare to him. I don't care what country we live in. No God great like our God. I'm not talking about the United States of America, God. I'm talking about the God of the universe, the God of the whole world. You know his name, Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God, powerful God, Jehovah Adonai. He's our Lord. Yes, he is. Yes, he's El Shaddai, Almighty God. You already know nothing is impossible to him. Like I told you before, he created the whole world in 6 days. Six. And that sixth day is the day of man. He created Adam and Eve that sixth day. And he says it's not good for human beings to be alone. So, you know, he created a partner for Adam. And Adam says, she's bone of my bones. And she is a woman. Woman. Wow. Oh, my God. And then children came along. You know children? Yep. Children came along. Babies. Yep. And they nurtured them. They had Cain and Abel. Later they had Seth. All kinds of things happened. So today, I welcome each of you to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Thank God for you. Oh, we are praising our God. He's a magnificent God. He deserves all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the thanksgiving. It all belongs to him. No, not to us. What can we thank each other for? A lot of things, but we can't thank each other for creating the whole world and blowing their breath into our bodies every day to make sure we're alive. We can't thank each other for that, but we can thank the Most High. He's an amazing God. And don't you worry. I don't care. You could go to the doctor, you know, the physical doctor, every day. You could live in their office, but there's no healing in there unless God gave it to them. And generally, no healing in their office, no healing in their hands. God is the one who heals. He sends the word and heals. You know, he's an amazing God. Anything you need, the Father has it. Life, abundant life, strength, health. Oh, yeah. A house, a car, whatever. And, you know, the gifts. Yes, God. Aren't you grateful for the gifts? God gave us all gifts. We didn't earn them. We didn't earn not one gift. He gives us gifts of the Spirit. Oh, my God. You know, all those gifts he gives us, so many gifts, so many gifts. You know, the prophecy, the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of healing, the gift of deliverance. He gives so many gifts. What are we complaining about? We serve the Almighty God. He gives good gifts, and his gifts don't come along with, you know, baggage or sorrow or nothing. It don't even come with a price tag other than your commitment to him, our commitment to him. So we thank God for you today. You know what? I'm so grateful for you. I'm talking to you. Yes, you too. I'm grateful for each of you that are on with us, those who are listening, you know, through the internet, those who are listening later. I thank God for each of you. Well, I'm so grateful we have Sister Mary on with us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, a faithful servant of the Most High God. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord today, and I am so grateful. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you?
I am great, but you did not get my text message. I won't be able to sing today. I'm not home. I'm at a meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
I will be listening and praying.
All right, thank you. I'm just now looking at your message. So if you don't send it to me, okay, thank you so much. We got Sister Lanny on, though. You know, the other sister, the songbird. Yep, we have her on from Jackson, Mississippi. She's singing a song of praise today. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was looking for my words. Amen.
Okay.
Praise
the Lord. Amen, God. Yes, he is. God is so awesome. He's so loving and kind towards us, his children. Oh, my God. What can we say? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to sing this song, a second choice, about embracing the skin that we're in, coming out of Martin Luther King Day, and in what's happening in Washington. We're so divided in our country. And this message is very important.
Whether black, whether white, we're the same in God's sight. Even red men, yellow men, polka dot or stripes, we've got a godly right just to be. The best of God's free destiny. So I walk with the knowledge that God has said I've got a right to be. Oh, that I can be in Him. Oh, God. Yes, I'm black. I won't take. I won't take that back. God made me in His image. Yes, I'm thankful for His grace, for having love to make me. So I walk with the knowledge that God has been, I've got a right to be. All that I can be in Him. Oh, in Him. In the name of Jesus, I've got a right to be just me. Under the purposes of God, I can hope one day His face to see. In Him, I can draw from the power of Calvary. No apology. That God has said, I've got a right to be. All that I can be. God made me, don't you see?
when I rested in thee, all that I can be, all that I can be, in him, in the name of Jesus, in him. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All that we could be in him. He allowed us to be all that we could be. So we got to reach higher to be all that we can be in him. We can't do anything apart from, but in him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you so much, Sister Lainey. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, amen. I thank God for what all of us. Sorry, did someone say something? We have like TV on in the background or something. Could you turn it down or off? Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, God is a good God. He's an amazing Father. And I thank God for you, Sister Marion. Could you pray for senior citizens and their families, and thank God that Sister Vivian made it to India safely. Pray for her as well.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning, Lord God, on the strength of my own. I come to thank you, first of all. I come to praise you for allowing me to see another day right now, Lord God. I bring the senior citizens to you right now, Lord God. You have allowed us and extended our life, Lord God, to become senior citizens. I'm praying right now that you cover all of us, each and every one of us, and give us healing anointing over our bodies from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Strengthen us where we weak, build us up where we're torn down. All of us that have aches and pains, Lord God, and fighting off different diseases, Lord God, I'm praying that actually the holy, holy, holy anointing over each and every one of your senior citizens, Lord God. Continue to let people have patience and dealing with us right now, Lord God, in our old age right now, Lord God. Let them not mistreat us, Lord God, but help us take care of us, Lord God. God has brought us this far right now by our faith right now, Lord God. So help us to continue to trust and believe and put our faith in God. And no matter what comes our way, we know that God is still able to do all but fail. And he didn't bring us this far to see this age that we are to leave us now. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So right now, Lord God, I bring all your senior citizens before you right now, Lord God. I'm praying an anointing healing over them, blessings right now, Lord God, in this year. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that awesome, powerful prayer. Yep. Thank God he answers our prayers. He's an amazing Father. He don't just ignore us, but you know the great thing about him. He already know what we're going to say before we pray. So, but he wants us to talk to him. Yes, he does. He wants us to talk to him about everything. You can't always talk to your parents about everything when we were growing up. You couldn't talk to them about everything. They worked every day, and sometime when they came home, you forgot what it was you wanted to talk to them about, or they were too tired to listen, whatever it was. But our Heavenly Father is always available. So I thank God for our Heavenly Father who's always available. Thank God for each of you today. We have a listener on 807-209. Could I have your name, please? All right. So you can just listen today if you like. We thank God for you coming on with us. Bless you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
My phone was on mute. My name is Irma Smith, and I'm from Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Oh, thank you so much. Sister Irma, we appreciate you. Arkansas. All right, Sister Irma Smith, thank you. You're welcome to come on each week. We're on Wednesday at same time. Okay, well, get your Bibles ready. It is scripture search time. Just search. You know how we do it. We get our Bibles ready. So it's scripture search time right now. Well, we're going to be searching the Word. Yeah, we got to do it all the time. We got to search the scriptures to see if we, you know, are still in the faith. The Bible says search the scriptures. So we got to search. All right, so today our first scripture is, I know Sister Mary's listening, so we thank God for you, Sister Mary. All right. The scripture says, should not the multitude of words be answered? Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Where is that scripture? Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? So, where is that scripture from? It's in the Old Testament in the books of poetry. That's your clue for today. Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Poetry. Where is it from? State your name. Give the book, chapter, and verse that you're going to read it from. Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a full of talk be justified?
Sister G, I have it. Job, yes. The 11th chapter and the 12th verse.
Excellent.
Should not the multitude of words be answered, and should a man full of talk be justified?
Amen. Thank you so much. All right now. Amen. All right. Keep your Bibles ready. Ready for the next scripture. It's in the Old Testament as well. Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Where is that found? Old Testament? In the Old Testament. Where is that found? State your name and tell where it's found and read the scripture. Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good?
Sister G, I have it.
Okay.
Job 15:3, should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good?
Amen.
Oh,
amen. Okay. All right. Next scripture. Sister Irma, you're welcome to join in as well. You can find the scripture and read them as well. We thank God for you. All right. The next one. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Where's that scripture from? Old Testament again. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Where is that scripture from? In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. That's in the Old Testament as well. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise.
Sister G.
Yes.
This is Mary. Proverbs 10, verse 19.
Excellent.
In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. You made my day. All right, we got two more. Here we go. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. In all labor, there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Where is that scripture found? In the labor, in all labor, there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury.
Sister Marion.
Okay.
Is it 14
yes.
and 23? The 14 and 23, in all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury.
What? Why? What book is that?
Proverbs 14, verse 23.
Yeah, that is correct. Thank you. All right. Good job. All right. The last one. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. Where is that found? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and the fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. Sister Irma, I know you're on, and it's booting up now, getting you back on. I don't know what happened, but we're trying to get you back on live again. Hold on, maybe the internet something acting up or whatever, but we're trying to get you connected, so just hold on. All right. Hey, I don't know what's going on with the internet today, but it's not operating properly right now. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. Where is that scripture found? In the Old Testament as well. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what's going on, Sister Irma, but it's not. You probably can hear me, but my internet's not connecting, and it's not letting you come on so I can talk to you. I don't know. I'm going to try it again, see what's going on. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the enemy who's coming in to hinder our progress in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. All lines will be connected in the name of Jesus. We agree with your plan, Lord God. And we thank you for Sister Irma being connected with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. It should be connecting soon, Sister Irma. All right. Well, I need some scripture readers.
That scripture, Sister G, is Ecclesiastes 5:3.
Through
the multitude of words. And a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Ecclesiastes 5:3.
Excellent, excellent. I respect you. I was so much concentrating on trying to get Sister Irma in until I forgot to get the answer from you. But thank you so much. And we are a family. I don't know why.
Amen.
This keeps doing something with the internet and connection. Sister Mary, do you know Sister Irma?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Sister Irma, I'm going to give you my number. Dial my number and I'll connect you, because it's not connecting you on here for some reason. I don't know why. But Sister Irma, you probably can hear me. My number is 504-931-7399. Call my number and I'll connect you. 504-931-7399. I don't know why it's not connected. All right. You know, I know where she is now. Okay. So here we go. Calling back on mute now. Okay, our message title for today is Vain Talk. What you say is what you get. Vain talk. What you say is what you get. And vain means useless, fruitless. You know, we just be talking with no purpose. Just be talking. You know how you ever heard of a little one? They just be talking. What you say, baby? I'm understand. You don't know. They talk from one thing to the other. Don't let a bunch of 5-year-olds get you bored. Just be talking. So we thank God for talk. But we don't want to do vain talk. So we talk. Sister Mary, I hear some kind of feedback. It may be your phone. Put your phone back on. All right. Thank you. I cleared it up. All right. So we're talking about vain talk today. What you say is what you get. You know, sometimes you go like, oh, Lord, my back hurt. Oh, Lord, my foot hurt. Do it let up? No. Because it's vain talk. But if we say we decree and declare, my back will stop hurting now in the name of Jesus, and we keep decree and declare that, eventually it's going to stop. But if we keep on saying what hurt us, oh, no, that's not going to stop. It's going to keep right on happening. Because what you say is what you get. You talk about your back hurt, you're going to get more back hurt. So we thank God for you today that came on with us. What you say is what you get. Vain talk. So Job 11:2 says, should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? So you know how that goes. You know the word. Job was talking, and he knows, God knows already what we're going through. But he gave us a language. When he spoke to us, I'm sorry, not when he spoke to us, but he spoke to the world. He said, let there be. So that's what we have to say. Let there be healing in my back. Let there be healing in my foot. Let there be healing in my head. Whatever it is. You know, your cupboard's empty. He said, let this cupboard be full. Bank account, let my bank account be full and running over. We got to speak what we want, not what's wrong. Not the negative. Speak the positive. Job 11:22 says, shouldn't some answer the flood of words? Should a good public speaker be acquainted? Or should empty talk silence others so that you can make fun of us without any shame? Okay, so I need somebody to find, I'm going to give you the scripture. Job 15:3. Who wants to read that one for me? Job chapter 15, verse 3. Anybody? Somebody want to read it?
Job 15 and what, Sister D?
Verse 3.
Okay. Job 15:3.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Lane. All right. The next scripture is Proverbs 10:19-20. Who wants to read that one? Proverbs 10:19-20.
Sister Marion.
Okay, thank you, Sister Marion. Okay. The next scripture is Psalms 34:13. Sister Lani, I'm going to give you that one. Psalms 34:13.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
34:13.
Yes. If you're where you can read, Sister Mary, you can put your phone back on and let me know. But I know you said you were driving. So, Sister Marion, if you could do Lamentations. I'm sorry. Let me see. That's going to be Proverbs. This scripture is Proverbs, Sister Mary, 13, verse 3. Proverbs 13, verse 3.
Okay, I have it. Proverbs 13:3.
Okay. And I'll just... Okay. Okay. Vain talk. What you say is what you get. I still got some kind of feedback. When?
Sister G, I can read one.
Oh, okay. Here it is, right here, Sister Mary. 2 Samuel 22:14. 2 Samuel 22:14. All right. Vain talk. What you say is what you get. Job 15:3.
Ma'am. Would you repeat?
Sister Mary, are you still driving?
Yes. You gave me 6 seconds, Samuel.
We get too much static when you come on the line.
Okay. Okay. I'll mute out. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for listening, though. All right. Sister Lanny, Job 15.
Yes.
Three.
Job 15:3. Should
yes.
he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Job 15:3.
Okay. Okay. So we're talking about vain talk. Just talking. I've been there. Just talking. Look at the phone. You start, you know, talk for an hour. Talk about nothing. Vain talk. They're like, well, what did I accomplish while I was talking? Nothing. Just vain talk. Chit-chat. All right, Sister Mary, Proverbs 10:19-20.
Okay, Proverbs 10:19-20. In the multitude of words...
You're way away from the phone.
Okay, in the multitude of words, there wanted not sin, but that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth.
Amen.
That
thank
was Proverbs
so
10:19-20.
Okay, thank you so much. And that same scripture, sin is unavoidable when there's much talk. So you want to avoid sin? Don't talk much. I got to remember that. But whoever seals his lips is wise. The tongue of a righteous person is pure silver. The hearts of wicked people are worthless. The lips of a righteous person feed many. But stubborn fools die because they have no sense. This is about keeping our tongue under control, keeping our tongue. So, you know, it will prevent sin when we keep our tongue. Oh, my God, and I love to talk. You can tell, right? I'm always talking. All right, just saying, you got Psalm 34:13.
Yes, ma'am, Psalm 34:13. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile.
Amen. And in another version, it says, guard your tongue from profanity. Obscene language, disrespectful, and no more lying through your teeth. In other words, the less we speak, the less we talk, the less words we utter, the better off we'll be. Whether we're speaking to God or to a human being, we should listen more than we speak. All right, Sister Mary, Proverbs 13:3.
Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that openeth wide his lip shall have destruction.
Amen. All right. So we're talking about talking today. Talk. You know what I say? There's a song that says, you just talk. You worry me to death. You just talk. Oh, my God. We got to talk less and listen more. I got to learn that lesson, I'm telling you, because sometimes I just love to talk. Whatever I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, you know the weather today, or you know what you eat. It's just vain talk. So what's the title of this message? Vain talk. What you say is what you get. So if you want good things to happen, you got to start speaking good things and less talk. Self, y'all. All right. Lamentations 3:28. They should sit alone and remain silent because the Lord has laid these burdens on them. You know, a lot of people say, they go like, oh, Jesus. You say, how you doing today? Oh, my toe hurt. You know, now I got the headache. You know, my back was hurt yesterday. They go on and on and on. You go like, Lord, why did I call them? I'm telling you, been there, done that. This message is definitely for me. I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for helping me. God speaks when we are silent. When you shut everything down, you know, sometimes we have the TV on, the radio on, the whatever, all these noises in the house. And God is steady trying to get your attention. He said, why don't you shut up so I can talk to you? Why don't you shut these things down? Get off the phone with Sally Mae. I want to talk to you. And we just have all these, we don't even hear him. He's been calling our name and we don't even hear him. He be wanting to tell us something good. And we got everything on in the house. Everything, just the music. We on the phone or the radio or the TV, whatever it is. But God's not going to talk to us over our loud stuff in the house. So we got to shut it off. You know, we got Channel 4 on, Channel 6 on, and then we flipping back and forth. Let me see what they said on Channel 6. Wait, no, Channel 4, I think that's the channel. No. Vain talk. They're talking vain talk on the news. And guess what? Within a 30-minute period of time, they say the same thing over and over and over. It's the same thing. The weather ain't changed in the last 30 minutes, and they still talk about the same thing. So it says in 2 Samuel 22:14, the Lord thunders from heaven, and the Most High utters his voice. In 2023, it's urgent that we hear God's voice. Why? One, for instruction. Two, for guidance. Three, for preparation for what's to come. What's going to happen? We got to, you know, listen to God. He's talking. Don't you think he's not talking? I don't think he's talking, you know, over everything that we got on. No, he's not going to be talking over everything. But we just got to shut everything down and say, Lord, I prayed already, but now I really need to hear your voice concerning whatever it is, A, B, C, to Z, whatever it is. But he's going to talk to you, but, you know, sometimes you just got to wait. You can wait 30 minutes, and maybe he ain't spoke yet. Wait another hour. Maybe he didn't speak yet. But he is talking. Don't you believe, oh, yeah, he's talking. We just got to get our ears attuned to the level that he's speaking on. He's talking. Proverbs 21:23 says, whoever keeps his mouth keeps his soul from trouble. Have you ever said something you regretted and wish you could take the words back? So the way to do that, say less. Think before you speak. You know how people used to say, wait a minute, put your thinking cap on now. In school, they used to tell, put your thinking cap on. When you put your thinking cap on, you know, it may take a few minutes, but you got to think before you speak. You can't take the words back. You know, like, you ever had a balloon and you were holding on to the balloon, holding on, and all of a sudden it flew out your hand. You couldn't even get it back no more. That's how the words go. Just go. After a while, you don't see the balloon no more. You're like, way to go. You can't get it back. So if you say some words about it before you say it, let me see. If I say this, I don't know, that may offend them. If I say that, that may offend them too. So what? Let me just not even say it. Let me just say it in a different way. Lord, how should I say this? How should I say this to Sister G? What should I say so I won't offend her? All right, James chapter 1, verse 26. If any person among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Oh, my God. We got to control our mouth, what we say. First of all, think about it before we speak. Sometimes before I think about it, I've already spoken. I'm like, Jesus, you got to help me, Lord. 1 Peter 3:10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that he speak no guile. So we got to just think about it and say, well, is that worth saying at all? I don't know. Let me just weigh this out and see. It may not even be worth saying. And sometimes when I'm talking or I'm getting ready to say something, Lord say, don't say that. And then they say, what? I say, oh, no, that's all right. Nothing. Because the Lord don't want me to say it. So he shut it down. I could have started the sentence. He'll shut it down. He said, don't say that. Now I got to shut it down. They go like, well, what? What? Tell me what? I'm like, no, that's okay. That's okay. And let me tell you, I done slipped before. God said, don't say it. I said it anyway because I'd already started. But that's not what God wanted me to say. So I got to follow him. I got to follow what he tell me. It says, 1 Peter 3:10, people want to live a full life and enjoy good days, tongues from evil things and their lips from speaking deceitful things. They must turn away from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. So, you know what we're talking about today? Vain talk. What you say is what you get. And so let's listen more and speak less. That way we can clearly hear God's voice. We need to hear and obey God's voice. Proverbs 13:3, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. You ever know some people, they just be talking to somebody and smack for talking so much? You know, two guys, they up there arguing. And both of them need to be quiet now, but one did knock the other out because they're all that talking. It's vain talk. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Silence is the key to staying safe, to staying safe. Silence is the key to staying safe. We must refrain our tongue. We must not give away a piece of our mind. You know, say, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. Yeah, today, when I see her, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. I done planned out what I'm going to say because maybe they stepped on my left toe. And I said, when I see him, the Lord said, no, you're not going to say nothing. Shut your mouth. I'm like, oh, but I need, no, you don't need to say it. Just be quiet. Let God handle it. He going to take care of it. I'm saying, but Lord, you know how I need, no, you don't need to say it. Silence is the key to staying safe. We must restrain our tongues. We must not give away a piece of our mind. We must exercise the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. There is an old saying, talk is cheap. It means that it's easy to say. But once you say it, you can't take it back. And it can be real difficult, you know, just be saying all these vain things. Vain promises, you know, you make vain promises. But there's another saying that put your money where your mouth is. That's another old saying that, you know, I grew up with. Put your money where, in other words, if you don't mean it, don't be saying it. Just shut up. And you know what? A lot of times when we're saying the same thing, it within that same period of time, you done repeated the same thing at least two or three times and don't even realize. Just keep saying the same thing over and over. Means to invest, okay, so to show by action and just your words that you support or believe in something. That's what it means to put your money where your mouth is. Do not make a promise you can't keep. Instead, you could say, instead of saying, I'll call you right back, say, can I call you later? You don't know, maybe you may not be able to call them right back. I know I promised somebody I was going to call them right back. And I didn't know I was in ministry call, And the person needed me to talk to him. I couldn't call the other person right back. And boy, they were upset with me. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Instead of saying, I will come to your house at 6 p.m., you could say, I'm not sure exactly what time I'll be there, but I'll call you before I come. Many of us make New Year's resolutions, but how many of us keep them? I stopped making them. Here are some declarations that we can speak over ourselves. Deuteronomy 28:13. The Lord makes me the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I will always be on top and never below. Nehemiah 8:10. I will not be sad or depressed because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Excuse me. Deuteronomy 28:6. I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And this book that I have is called What You Say Is What You Get. It's by Don Gossett. It's like a national bestseller book. And it says, my never again list. Never again. You know, we did this a couple of years ago. Never again will I confess I can't, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Never again will I confess lack, for my God shall supply all my needs through his riches and glory, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Never again will I confess fear, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but power and of love and a sound mind. Never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith, for God has dealt me to every man a measure of faith. Never again will I confess weakness, for the Lord is the strength of my life. Psalm 27:1. And the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel 11:32. Never again will I confess supremacy of Satan over my life, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Never again will I confess defeat, for God always causes me to triumph in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Never again will I confess lack of wisdom, for Christ Jesus, who of God made unto me wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Never again will I confess sickness, for with his stripes I'm healed. Isaiah 53:5. And Jesus himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Matthew 8:17. Never again will I confess worry and frustration, for I am casting all my cares upon him who cares for me. 1 Peter 5:7. In Christ I am carefree. Never again will I confess bondage, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The last one, never again will I confess condemnation, for there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. I am in Christ, therefore I am free from condemnation. So I thank God. What you say is what you get. So, you know, I'm the Lord to help me, because I be saying some things and I'm like, oh my God, why did I say that? So, you know, I have to really think before I speak. Let us use words to speak healing. Let us use words to speak prosperity. Let us use words to speak peace. Let us use words to speak love. So we got to talk to the Lord, Kim, to help us to speak things as though they be, not the way they are. Oh, no, because if we keep saying the way they are, they're going to continue just like that. Let's confess the word of God daily. So we got to read the good news in the Bible. There's a lot of good news in the Bible. I mean, when you listen to the news, I ain't listened to the news in years on TV. I can't even take it. It's always terror. They be trying to terrify people. Terror. news is terrible. I don't want to hear it. People say, well, it's a storm coming. God's going to let me know. He going to take care of me. I told you I was in Hurricane Katrina. I didn't even know it was coming. But he made sure I had a place to lay my head where no water came on me. Thank God for each of you. Let's read the good news, the word of God every day. There's bad news on the TV now. You can look at that. We got to erase and cancel the bad news. And we got to accept the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know the gospel. It's got good news in there. It's when Jesus was with his disciples walking around teaching them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sister Mary. I thank you for Sister Marianne and Sister Lanny and even Sister Irma who came on earlier. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I thank you, Father God, for us speaking those things that we want to cause to have happen, not the negative anymore, Lord God. Help us. Remind us, oh God. Put us in remembrance of your word that speaks the good news to us, Lord God. Because many times there's so much bad news today. Somebody got shot over on the north side. Somebody got shot in wherever. I don't know, but, you know, I don't know, but I don't want to hear all of that. I want to hear that Jesus is alive and well today, and he's watching over us. So we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in all of us. You're doing great things in our lives. We have so much to be grateful for. Lord, we are yet alive in 2023. We have peace in our home, peace around us. Lord, we have food. We're not hungry. We have clothes. We have shoes. We have all purses. I mean, we have everything we need in abundant supply. Some people don't have anywhere to lay their head, but we are grateful. We're grateful when the sun shines. We're grateful for when it rains because you know what needs we have upon the earth. And you said, tell you about those things. Don't just carry the heavy load. Lord, I'm going through this, but I thank you that I'm healed. Lord, I thank you that you provide for me. Excuse me. When we look back over our lives, we can think of all the provisions. Even when we got low on things, just think about over the years now, supplied every need. You said, Lord, this bill is due. Before you know it, he paid it. Yep, he paid it. You say, oh, I didn't even have that in my account. But he paid it. Don't worry about how he did it. He may have sent somebody to send you some extra money or whatever it is. He took care of it, and he'll continue to do it. He will not leave you. He won't forsake you. So it's prayer time. You know, baby Chloe turned 3 years old one day this week. I forgot the exact date. Her mom sent me pictures, and the next day, well, her sister's birthday was the day before hers, and they both had birthdays, one behind the other. When we first started praying for baby Chloe, she was 5 months old, getting ready to have a liver transplant. But God has done miraculous things in her life. Thank God. We have so much to be thankful for. Her mother keep me updated on what's going on with her. Now, I don't hear from the other babies. I don't even know all of their families, but I do know baby Rivera's aunt, and I haven't seen her in over a year. But I'm praying that all the children, so we're going to thank God today for excellent health that he has given these babies. I mean, I know baby Chloe and baby Zoe, they both had liver transplants. Sister Lanny, what was with Devin? She had something. Delaney, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Devin was healed of what? You said?
I'm sorry, Miss G. I phased out for just a moment. Forgive me.
No problem. Did you say baby Devin was healed of what?
Yes, ma'am. She had cancer in her eye last week. Actually, I think 2 weeks ago. She got her artificial eye, and
Amen.
She's right at about two. She's 2 years old, about two.
Wow. God is amazing. The good God.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. So, Sister Marion, pray for the babies and thank God that he's brought them thus far. Hallelujah.
Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you today, Lord God. I praise you right now, Lord God, because you are so worthy to be praised. I know you answer prayers right now, Lord God, so I'm asking for all of the babies right now, Lord God. You know them all by name and by number right now, Lord God. Healing anointing over all their bodies right now, Lord God. I know you can heal because the Son Jesus took stripes on his back for our healing right now, Lord God. And I know all of those babies can be healed. I thank you for the healing that you've already done in so many of the babies right now, oh God. I thank you right now, oh God, and I pray for continuing healing over their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet right now, oh God. You continue to heal their bodies right now, oh God. Continue to bless their parents and their caregivers right now, oh God. Give them patience, Lord God, empathy, Lord God, to deal with the babies as they are sick and going through whatever illnesses they have. Let them have patience and take care of them right now, Lord God. You strengthen the caregivers and the parents, Lord God. Give them peace right now, Lord God. Let them know that what they're doing is great and that they will be blessed right now, Lord God. Once again, in your Son Jesus' name, I pray and ask for miraculous healing anointing over all of the babies right now in your Son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. I thank God for you all today. Now, Sister Lanny, could you pray for and thank God for excellent health for all of us and also include Sister Vivian? She got to India. Okay, we I contacted her on WhatsApp and told her we missed her. She said she missed us too. And she'll be back. The 12th of February, I believe. So we're thanking God for her safety, protection, and that the work that he sent her there to do will get done with excellence.
Amen. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're the Lord of us. Hallelujah. How you lord over us. You're our secret place. You're our fortress. We're under your shadow. You're our habitation, housing our grace and our mercy and dispersing it to us as we need it. You're such a good God. You're such an Abba Father. You're the source of all things. You own everything in the earth and under the earth. You're the mighty creator. We thank you for loving us, giving us this great salvation, deliverance, healing, comfort, forgiveness, whatever special needs each one of us may have. And we're thanking you for Sister Vivian as she has arrived safely in India. We know you have a special assignment for her, God. We pray her protection from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, that you'll keep her safe in your care, freeing the blood of Jesus over her and giving her utterance to say and to do those things that when you have assigned her hand and heart to do, and that she will meet those who will receive you, that you will give them a heart of flesh so that they will welcome and invite you into their lives to be the Lord of their lives. We pray for her companions and all those around her. Thank you for giving her favor wherever she goes, that grace and mercy been applied, and your faithfulness and your compassion that's fresh every morning just calls her to be in safety, in your safety, God, in Jesus' name, as she do the work of the kingdom. We thank you for Sister G, our leader, who has such a passion for ministry and such a love for the word. We pray, God, you continue to strengthen her heart, her hand, give her the rest she needs when it's time, and then continue to empower her to empower us. We thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit, that we may hear clearly what you're speaking to the body of Christ. We love you, Lord, and we give you all praise and all glory. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for you all. Any more, anybody want to add anything, ask questions or say anything before we close out? All right, Sister Marion, would you say
Sister Marion.
Okay.
Sister Marion. I just wanted to piggyback off of what you said about how we always complain and what we say would be negative to us. My grandson, he had been sick all his life, but he never complained, not one day in his life. And you could look at him and you can tell he was in pain and that he was suffering, even when he was in the hospital. He never, ever complained. And when I used to say, oh, my back hurts, he said, no, Grandma. He said, say, my back don't hurt in the name of Jesus. And I try now, I think, I reflect back on that. And as you say, stop saying negative stuff or vain stuff, because what we should come to pass. If you say your back hurts, your back will continue to hurt. So now I don't say that. I said, my knees are healed in the name of Jesus. My back is healed in the name of Jesus. And you were right. This is what we have to do. We have to just be silent sometime too and let God talk to us and speak to us. So I appreciate this word today from you. And I just pray that God can continue to bless you and leading us, you know, to be better spiritual women, you know, and men of God. So I just thank you.
Amen. I thank you for those comments, and I thank you all because you all are encouraging. As soon as I see y'all's number on here, I'm like, yeah, my sister's on. Thank you, Jesus. So the words you all say to me are encouraging just to be on here. You know, you all, I appreciate you, Sister Mary. You are on mute. Sister Marion also, Sister Mary Nichols is on mute, and she's riding somewhere. And each of us have many things to do, but I thank God that you take time to come on. So I appreciate you all so very much. So we're going to be closing out. Sister Marion, if you could say a quick prayer, we're going to close out.
Yes.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for this today. I thank you for this session right now, oh God. I thank you for Sister G. I thank you for her teaching right now, Lord God. I thank you for all the ladies that come on, Lord God, Sister Mary and Sister Laney, that sing praises unto your holy name right now, oh God. I thank you for all of the women that find scriptures, doing scripture search right now, Lord God. I pray and thank you right now for all of them right now. And I just thank you for the opportunity to be involved in this Bible study right now, Lord God. Continue to strengthen all of us, Lord God, in your word right now, Lord God. Continue to lead and guide us so we can walk in the path of righteousness right now, Lord God. Continue to bridle our tongues so we speak no evil or no guile right now, Lord God. Help us to continue to trust in you, Lord God, and not in our own understanding right now, Lord God. And I'm praying right now for this broadcast right now, Lord God, that more will come on to get involved in this Bible study, because it's well learning right now, oh God. And I just thank you so much for all of the women that come on here. And I'm praying, Lord God, that one day we all can meet and get together and have a session just with us. Lord, that's my prayer right now. I thank you right now for this broadcast, and especially to Sister G. May everybody that come on this broadcast be blessed and receive something from her messages each week. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you all. Look forward to talking to you all on Tuesday to pray for the children of the world, and on next Wednesday as well, Wednesday midweek Bible study. Love y'all. Have a great day. God bless you. Love y'all.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Love you.